Greetings, everyone. It's nice to be back again with some more of the Word of God, and we're back again with the Sacred Tone singing for us this time. And they're opening up the program with a number, I've Been on a Mountain.
I've been on the mountain, I've seen the other side. I've been on the mountain and my soul is satisfied.
There's no use denying the valley's dark and drear, but I've been on the mountain and I know my Lord is near.
Hallelujah! I've been on the mountain, I've seen the other side.
Yeah.
I've been on the mountain and my soul is
but I've been on the mountain, things look oh so different there.
Well, you know that.
I've been on the mountain, I've seen the other side.
Well,
I've been on the mountain and my soul is satisfied.
There's shadows in the valley, so hard to understand. But I've been on the mountain and I've seen the promised land.
Well, you know that.
I've been on the mountain, I've seen the other side.
Well,
I've been on the mountain and my soul is satisfied.
Hallelujah.
I've been on the mountain, I've seen the other side.
Well,
I've been on the mountain and my soul is satisfied.
The next number, In the Arms of Sweet Deliverance.
In the arms of sweet deliverance, don't lay my heavy burden down, and put my Lord out of heart. When it has my salvation up, in the land somewhere beyond the sun, in the arms of sweet deliverance, in the arms of sweet deliverance, I shall rest, I am mine. Of trouble that has much more than enough, many the days my past is gone, many the days I wonder what to do. But then I come to my God in prayer, that He will show me that He's right there, and whatsoever they come, He'll see me through. In the arms of sweet deliverance, don't lay my heavy burden down, hang with my Lord out of heart. When at last my trials are done, in the land somewhere beyond the sun, in the arms of sweet deliverance, in the arms of sweet deliverance, I shall rest by and by. I've read in the book how the Lord once said, the rain will fall on the good and the bad, the wise is the man who waits upon the Lord. When trials and sorrow multiply, I will not ask Him the reason why, the strength is mine, only heaven can afford.
The next number, Just Inside the Eastern Gates.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the Eastern Gates. Then be very faithful to him, let's with you let me to
Eastern Gate over there.
I will
next number, Jesus Walked All the Way.
When Jesus rode into Jerusalem, they cried, Hosanna, ring their praise of Him. But on the journey to Mount Calvary, Jesus walked all the way.
Upon Mount Calvary,
Jesus walked all the way. When you are burdened in this world below, your own so heavy you can hardly go. Think of the Savior on that lonely day, how He walked all the way and come away. Jesus
beautiful number. Here's another one now that you'll enjoy. He'll Hold to My Hand. Next number they're singing for you, Shake the Master's Hand.
Someday I'm gonna have a brand new robe so fine. I'll have a pair of shoes I'll never need to shine. I'll bring a stroll right now, the streets of pure gold, and may I wear a hat that's never yet been told. I'll have a mansion there that's dark with everything. I'll sing a brand new song the angels cannot sing. The best of all to me, up in that promised land, will be to walk right up and shake the Master's hand.
I'm gonna shake
his hand.
I'm gonna shake
his hand.
Oh, that
Master's hand.
I'll meet with James and John and have a talk with Bill, and maybe Bill O'Connor will let me visit Bill. I'll hear the saints of old tell how they made it through. I'll bid a thousand years with not a thing to do. My grandma and dad, no cavalry will there, they'll ever shed a tear. No need to say a prayer, but still they come declare and make me feel as glad as when I
walk right up and shake the master's hand.
I'm gonna say,
take his hand.
I'm gonna say,
take his hand. On that day,
I'll take
his hand and
wait a million years.
I'll stand up in that land. I'll still go every day and shake the master's hand.
I'm gonna say,
take his hand.
I'm gonna say,
take his hand.
Oh, that
on that day,
I'll
take his hand and wait a million years. I'll stand up in that land. I'll still go every day and shake the master's
hand.
We do hope that you enjoyed the sacred tones. Hope you enjoyed the music, and hope that that this program will be a blessing to you, and that you'll enjoy every bit of the Word of God and all that God would have us do, and that we might bring forth the Word of God to you, that you might understand it and have a deeper understanding of it. As we go now into the program, we've got a little time left, and while we're into the program, we're going to try to read the Word of God. We covet your prayers and covet your interest. And today, we want to study a little bit more about the two ways and the way to live for God. And this is what our program is all about. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, 24th verse, reads like this: No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now these are the words of Jesus as he spoke them. And this is not something that we've just got up. It's the Word of God. And many people today are going through life claiming to be Christians, yet they are partaking of this life and of the worldly things, and they're not screening out the way they live, just living, and then on weekends they're trying to serve God and through the work week trying to save Satan. Now Luke, the 16th chapter and the 13th verse, reads this way: No servant can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So, my friends, today, this is the Word of God, and this is that we'll be dealing with, and as we study, and the ways of living for the Lord, and the two ways that a man can live. The two ways that a man can live. And, of course, this is taught of God, and all through the years there's been people that tried to serve Satan and tried to serve God, and this was the purpose, of course, of Jesus. But he brings it out plain today in the scriptures that we've just read in Luke and Matthew. And, of course, there are foundations that must be built upon, and we must build upon these foundations. And if we serve God, we'll have to be born again. If we serve him, there's no other way that a man can live for God. We realize this. So today, the scripture that I have chosen to read and maybe talk a little bit, it's the 7th chapter of Matthew and the 6th chapter of Luke. But in the 7th chapter of Matthew, the 24th verse, this is the way it reads: Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Now, there's another scripture that I'll turn to and read that in this same on this same subject, and it's the sixth chapter of Luke, and it begins at the 47th verse. Still Jesus talking. And it's the parable of the house built on the rock. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that is without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the streams did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So it's just by nature and by life, in this life, that men, when they build, you take these great builders, when they go out to build, they will dig down. And they'll dig to a good, firm ground. And they will lay their foundation. And when they lay their foundation, they build that house will stand. If when they go out, an inexperienced person, and they go out and build a house, they're apt to build it to where that when it rains, and maybe in low places, there's so many things that could happen that they do, that they build it wrong. And you'll see that one end of that house will sag somewhere or another. So this is the way it is in the life of Christ. If you serve the Lord, if you do that God requires of you, and live for the Lord as we should, and actually give our life to the Lord, and build upon this rock, upon this firm word of God, on this that God has promised man, and this that he's lived. Many times we fail, I guess, to even think the meaning of the word of God. But the word of God is the foundation to the way of God, to the way of the Lord. And if we could and would just have it in our lives, put it in our lives as we should, Word of God will lead you and I to the place of cleanness and this life everlasting. And of course, as we read in the very beginning today, of the man that tries to serve two masters, if he doesn't find himself, if he doesn't do something to look around and see just how he's living, he'll build up on the sand. But if you begin to read and study the Word of God, talk to God as he studies the Word of God, there's a way of finding your way in the Lord. But Jesus has taught us all the way through that a man must be born again. Now, let's think about this, my friends, today, and let's do everything that we can that we might be able to please God in this life, because after a while, this life will be over. And when this life is over, it'll be too late then for a man to pray. It'll be too late then because the life will not change. There's no way that when a man dies, the Word of God teaches that there's everlasting love and there's everlasting life. And it's just as sure as we're here. But to that man that fails to live God for God, the man that built upon the sand, the man or woman that failed to do what God would have them to do, one of these days they're going to fail and fail to make it. And, of course, it'll be just as eternal for them as it would be for that man or that woman that served the Lord. So let's just consider just a little bit. This word of God said that that man, as he built, and it said it rained, and flood came, wind blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, if we put our lives in the hands of God, if we put our lives in the Word of God, and do as the Word of God said, as we've mentioned so many times, as Nicodemus came to the Lord, came by night, seemed as though he might be a little ashamed, but he came by night, and the Lord told him, said, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. So there's something that that your minister can do. He can baptize you. He can baptize you in water, but it takes the Lord. It takes Jesus Christ praying the Father to send this Spirit of God back to men and women. So it's going to take a good life. It's going to take people that's trying to serve God, people that want their life in the hands of God, to please God. So this Word of God is true, and it'll come true in the life of every man and woman, whether they try to serve God or not, whether you try to build upon the rock. If you build upon the sand, the Word of God will still be there in your life, because the Bible teaches that some people will fail. There's no question. There'll be some folks that won't please God. There'll be some folks that'll do as we read in the beginning of the false prophets. And the Bible said, beware of the false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. So you see, friends, today, man and woman that serves God will teach you right, will teach you the cleanness of the Word of God. A man that will let you get by with just any way, live just any way. Many times in my life I've seen people that every time that they'd go to pray, they'd have to ask God to forgive them of some crime that they had committed, and then turn to teach people. This won't work. The Word of God says, you shall know them by their fruits. It says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Why, no. Grapes come from a grapevine, and you know grapes when you see them. You'll know a Christian as they live for Christ, as their lives are in the hands of God. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I've had people to question me. I said, "Why, Brother Willard, you think as good as God is, that he would send a person to torment?" No, I don't think that he'll send a person to torment, because this is why he gave his life. He died on the cross of Calvary to give you and I choice. If you and I go to torment, if you and I fail, it'll be because we fail, because the Lord loved us so much. He gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He loved us so much that he came and lived a life as a man on earth here, lived a life that men and women, he wanted them to follow. He laid that rock, that foundation that we've been talking about. He laid that in his life as he lived here. Listen as the Word of God read. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. So you see, my friend, today, there's a way to serve God. He said, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Now listen, this man built on the sand. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew ye. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. There's no way There is no way that the Lord is going to say well done to a man and a woman that fails him in this life. Now that I want to read just one more, two verses more, and this I want you to think about. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So this is a pure way. This is a holy way that we're talking to you about. This way of holiness, this prophecy that Moses made many, many years ago when he prophesied of the coming of Christ, when he said, and highway shall be there, and the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. So, my friends today, let me point you to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, the lover of God, the lover of man, the person that loved you and I so much that he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. Our Father, it's again now that we approach thy throne. We ask, Lord, thy blessings upon this service today. May it be received and reach, Lord, into the hospitals, into the homes, wherever the afflicted might be today, and the sick. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you'd bless them, and those that might be bound by spirits and would like to be loosed, we pray you, Father, that you'd touch them in the hand of you. We ask these favors in thy name and for thy sake. Amen.